Last year, Fidelity Cares, a central community involvement organization with Fidelity Investments, sent out a grant request with the goal of engaging teens in financial literacy and combating the current low financial literacy rates in high school students and other school-age kids. There were over 80 applicants for the grant nationally, but Utah 4-H, an extension project of Utah State University, received the grant as a result of their Teens Reaching Youth program, which reaches both urban and rural communities throughout the state. Chris Leocopoulos, general manager for the Salt Lake region of Fidelity Investments, says there is power in the model with teens teaching other teens.
They've exhibited some great results along other types of, you know, life skills. And so we felt like it's a perfect model to actually engage teens, teen leaders, to then teach their peers and see if we can get more traction along financial literacy concepts with youth. What we're very interested in with teens is that that's when money really becomes relevant, their independence with money. So helping them understand the power of, you know, even saving that dollar out of $10 and how that can enable something that they want in the future is really important, but we found that because it's relevant, it has more impact right now.
Each tri-team, composed of 2 to 4 teen leaders and an adult coach, will use their financial knowledge acquired at the Fidelity trainings and teaching skills acquired through the 4-H program to share the message with other youth in their communities. Dave Francis, with Utah 4-H, says kids are more receptive to messages and can be agents for change within their communities.
They're going to go back as now trained leaders and go back to their community, identify another group. Typically, this is going to be middle schoolers for this curriculum, but sometimes it will go into elementary school, and they'll deliver this curriculum that they've taught. And what we feel is strong about that is this idea of if you participate and actively teach it, your retention and your engagement with the topics is going to deepen versus just being a participant in a class. We're not ending it here.
Saturday, the 63 youth chosen for the program gathered at the Salt Lake Fidelity location to participate in curriculum training. The students rotated through different workshops with Fidelity employees teaching various financial concepts.
So this exercise and where you guys identified some of those habits that you guys have just on initial thought.
Francis says the program is crafted to alter knowledge, skills, and eventually change overall attitudes towards finance.
The last lesson, which I think is important, is a message about investing in themselves and this idea of how do you as a kid increase your human capital and make it so that your earning potential will go up, whether that be attending post-secondary college or a trade school. What are they going to do to increase their human capital?
Each tri-team group gets to choose how they will reach out to new groups of youth over the summer. And the different teams have chosen various target groups and teaching situations, from elementary after-school programs to high school classes. The training also includes the Scratch program, which allows students to learn coding principles and develop their own game to encourage youth to practice good money management. 16-year-old Madison Adamson says the program has helped her in her goals and hopes her game will be able to help others understand financial management.
We're supposed to make a game that helps with the financial literacy, kind of to teach them about it. And so they can play it and kind of get, oh, I need to save this money up to get this, or something like that. So I'm hoping that I design a game that will help them, like, kind of really remember that when they get older because they're going to need it.
Louise Pineda and Richard Whitworth, students involved in the program, say it has already impacted their understanding of financial literacy.
I really liked how we got to know each other and ourselves with our own money habits and got to see how we truly are with our own money.
I feel pretty confident right now because I know the difference between wants and needs, and I'm able to understand savings accounts, checking accounts.
Leocopoulos says that if the pilot program is successful, Fidelity would like to take the model to other groups outside the state. They hope to reach over 220 youth statewide by the end of the summer. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.